was a good one. If you take your Bibles again this morning, please, and turn back again to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. These will be our text verses for the message this morning. And then keep your finger there as we look at a couple of other verses. 1 Thessalonians 5, I want to read them again. Page 1270, if you lost your place there, and then keep something in that area. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and verse number 16 again. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If we could go through the Bible and make a list of all the sins in it, and if we could put them in a category from the worst sins all the way down to the least, what sins do you think would be at the very top? Now, of course, we can't do that because sin is sin. And we can't put them in any order, being the worst or the least. But if we could, what sins would be the worst? I believe one of the worst sins that a Christian can commit is the sin of being ungrateful or unthankful. I'll talk about that this morning. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, it's been a great, great morning, a great number of blessings we've already had, great music and great choir number and great fellowship and a great special. And I pray that our hearts are now prepared for the preaching of your word. I pray for these next few minutes you'll keep Satan from our minds and bind him and keep him away from our minds and our midst. I pray you'll help the folks not to concentrate on activities this busy coming week. I'm sure they all have planned, but concentrate on the preaching of your word. I pray you'll save those who are lost, reclaim those who are backslidden. And there are many, many needs in this congregation this morning. I pray what has been done and the preaching of your word will help with those many, many problems. Bless your word. Empower me to preach it. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, of course, is the Sunday before Thanksgiving Day. This is one of my favorite holidays. The only one that I like better is Christmas. And you all know that. And I've had my tree up for 2 weeks now. And I have been enjoying it. But this morning, I want us to think about being thankful. Thanksgiving should be a continuous attitude of the heart rather than simply one day out of the year. Many, many times during every day, all year long, year in and year out, I spend quite a bit of time every day just thanking God. When I wake up in the morning, I thank him for getting me through the night and allowing me to see the dawn of another new day. When my wife leaves the house at around 7:30 in the morning to go out to Jill's to exercise, I say, Lord, watch over her. And then shortly after that, it's time for me to go out for my morning walk of a couple of miles or so, and I say, Lord, watch over me. And when she returns, I say, thank you, Lord. And when I get back home safely, I say, thank you, Lord. One morning this fall, I was out walking my regular routine, or go to the same place every morning, and I didn't know it, but two dogs came up from behind, and one grabbed a hold of my leg and nearly bit it off. I still have the scars from that bite. But when I got home, I thanked the Lord for watching over me and not letting it be any worse than what it could have been. Being thankful is easy when you get that promotion or you make an A on your exam. But what about when you lose your job or the tire goes flat out on the interstate? And how about when the doctor's face reveals bad news even before he says a word? Recently, I had a complete blood workup by my primary doctor, and that was followed by my yearly bladder and prostate test by my urologist. And like everybody, when you go to the doctor and you have some tests done, you wonder, will I receive good news or will there be something wrong? Will I have a problem? Well, they all turned out very good. My primary doctor said that he was well pleased with all the blood workout. And my urologist said I was doing so good I didn't have to take a PSA test anymore and I didn't have to see him except every 2 years. So I was really glad to get those reports, of course. And I felt real good about that, as you do when you get good news at the doctor. But what if they'd have found a serious problem? Would I have felt like thanking the Lord? Why do you suppose the scripture says God's will is that we give thanks in everything? Look with me at verse number 18 again. Verse number 18. In everything. Now, you ought to circle that. Everything, not just some things. It says everything. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You want to know what God's will is for your life? Everybody wants to know. Well, I want to know what God's will is for my life. Start right here with this verse. Start right here. Begin here and then move on. Now, why thank God for all things? Well, first of all, thanking God in difficult circumstances keeps us aware of His presence. When we say, thank you, Lord, even though we may not feel grateful, we are reminded that He is right there with us. Secondly, we begin to look for God's purpose in the trial. It's okay to say, dear Father in heaven, I would like to be freed from this problem. I would like to be freed from this adversity. But I know you have a reason for it, and you're trying to teach me something, so therefore I thank you for it. As we focus our attention on what His purpose might be, a sense of strength develops, and we become motivated to be more submissive to His will. And then thirdly, our faith and trust builds up when we are enabled to rejoice amid hardships. Look at verse number 16 again of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice evermore. God's will is that we rejoice evermore and give thanks for everything. When you experience the positive effect of genuine gratitude, you will again want to say, thank you, Lord. I want you to think for a moment about the last time you prayed. And I hope you do pray. Did your conversation with the Heavenly Father focus primarily on your needs and your requests? How much of your prayers or how little do you typically devote to thanking God for who He is and what He does? Keep your finger there in that area and go back to the book of Psalms, the 92nd Psalm, please. You'll find that on page 645, Psalm 92. And look with me at verse number 1, Psalm 92 and verse 1, page 645. Verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. In other words, expressing gratitude to Him is beneficial. But we must ask, beneficial for whom? First of all, God Himself is pleased when we voice appreciation. When we say thank you, God appreciates that. Expressions of gratitude glorify Him and show we recognize who is the source of all of our blessings, and we give the credit to God because He is. Secondly, people who hear us thanking God start to see how He loves His children and works even difficult situations out for our good. Maybe you're going through a bad situation this morning. Turn with me over to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, that very familiar verse in Romans chapter 8. Will you turn there with me for just a moment? Page 1202 in your Scofield Bible. Romans chapter 8 and the familiar verse number 28. I want you to notice something about it. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things, and there I want you to circle that, all things, not some things, all things. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Somebody has said there's over 33,000 promises that God gives to us in His Word. I don't know, I've never counted, but there's a lot of them. But almost every one of God's promises, there's a requirement to be met. Now, what's the promise in this verse? We know that all things work together for good. But what's the requirement? To them that love God. To them that love God with all their heart and soul and mind and might. And then it goes on to say, who are the called according to His purpose. You've got to find out what God's purpose is for you in life and then get busy and do that, whatever it is. In that way, non-believing family members, co-workers and friends and acquaintances will all begin to think, if God operates like that in your life, I wonder if He could do the same for me and mine. Whenever God is truly our focus, no matter what we do toward Him or for Him, He ends up blessing us in return. Now, of course, we should guard against any selfish intentions about offering Him praise. Giving in order to receive is not the pure, honest motive our Heavenly Father finds pleasing. If you just give and give and give because you want to receive and receive and receive, that's not pleasing to God. But our genuine praise and thanksgiving will result in several benefits. And I want us to look at about seven of them real quickly this morning. Seven benefits that comes from our being truly grateful. Number one, praise and thanksgiving readjusts our focus. Praise and thanksgiving readjusts our focus. In today's culture, there are so many demands on every one of us that it becomes very easy to drift away from our first priority in life, and that is to worship and praise our God and Savior. However, when we do begin to praise the Lord, we remember that life is to center around Him and not around us. Expressing gratitude can reset our awareness that we should be in continuous fellowship with our Creator. You ought to get up in the morning and say, "Hello, Lord," and walk with Him the whole day long. What better day would go if you would do that? Expressing gratitude can reset our awareness that we should be in continuous fellowship with our Creator. Number two, thanking God reminds us of our dependence upon Him. Thanking God reminds us of our dependence upon Him. In an instant, God could stop your heart beating right now. Or God could drastically change the course of your life. Thanking Him brings to mind blessings we enjoy only because of His goodness and makes us aware how desperately we do need Him. Number three, offering praise causes release from anxiety. Offering praise releases anxiety. When we begin to thank God, it is a physiological effect on our bodies. The mind changes and emotions begin to calm. I believe with all of my heart, it is impossible to remain tense while praising Almighty God. It's impossible. Our Father wants us to stay healthy. That's His will for us. And He has designed thanksgiving to contribute to our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. The next time your mind is racing and your stomach is all tied up in knots, try praising God even though you probably won't feel like doing so. Expressing gratitude has absolutely nothing to do with how you feel. Simply begin to thank Him for who He is and what He's done for you. Number four, expressing gratitude refreshes our relationship with the Lord. Expressing gratitude refreshes our relationship with the Lord. Praising the Lord has the effect of deepening our intimacy with Him. Number five, thanksgiving refines our spiritual perception. Thanksgiving refines our spiritual perception. As we tell the Lord of our appreciation, we are going to gain deeper insight into who He is and what He is like and how He thinks. It is as if our capacity to understand the deep things of God is sharpened. I also believe the opposite is true. If we never offer Him our wholehearted praise, our spiritual perception will fail to reach its full potential. Number six, gratitude reinforces our faith. Gratitude reinforces our faith. Oh, we all need more faith. We all need to pray, "God, I believe, but help my unbelief." We need to offer thanks to God. Gratitude reinforces our faith. He has answered our prayers. He has met our needs. He has protected us. He works in our life every day. We recall specific expressions of His goodness, love, and mercy to us and to our loved ones. The result is our faith will be reinforced and we are strengthened for the way God wants to use us in the future. And number seven, praising God rejoices our spirit. praising God, rejoices our spirit. As we thank the Lord for his blessings that he's bestowed upon us, we'll begin to experience a sense of deep, incomparable joy. An attitude of lightheartedness will take over and replace our thinking of heaviness and anxiety and impatience and restlessness. We don't want all of these things. We want the joy of the Lord to fill our heart and soul and mind. When we express gratitude to God, we get a clearer picture of his character and of his involvement in each of our lives. And as a result, we ourselves become appreciative. We become beneficiaries of the praise that we give to him. We praise him, and he just benefits us with so many things in this lifetime that we can't imagine how he takes care of his children. But the question remains, how do we give him our thanks? How do we do it? Now, of course, I'm sure probably every one of us has been out on the highway driving from time to time, and we've almost had an accident. But God spared us, and we didn't have that accident, and we say, thank you, Lord. I'm sure every one of us as rides a car has done that. But notice again what the Scripture teaches about our giving to God. Go back again to that 92nd Psalm, Psalm 92. It's such a tremendous verse, page 645. Notice what it teaches about God giving thanks to our God. When we give thanks to God, he says, it is a good thing. Every time you thank God for whatever it is, many times in the daytime, many times during your lifetime, it's a good thing, he says, to give thanks unto the Lord. And he goes on and says, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. So another way we can show appreciation to God is by singing his praises. You know what I believe? I believe that God has given us music primarily so we can offer thanks and praise to him in another form other than the spoken word. That's why God gives us music. Unfortunately, it is far too easy to sing the words of a hymn while our thoughts are somewhere else. When we sang the congregational songs this morning, where was your thinking? Where was your heart? Was your heart in singing as we was praising the Lord? Was your heart in that music, in that song? Were you thinking about the words of that song? When we come together to worship, we should be singing to Almighty God with our whole heart and give him our full attention. No believer should ever be able to stand and sing on Sunday morning, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, with a deadpan expression. We are singing to our holy God. How can we ever act apathetic to the one who paid our sin debt on Calvary's cross and gave us eternal life? Now, some of you may be saying, well, I can't sing. Oh, yes, you can. Every one of you can sing. When you lift your voice to God, you need never worry about somebody else's opinion concerning your musical attitudes, your musical abilities. You should never worry about that. When we sing, and when you do specials up here, I hope anyway, we're not performing. We're not in a nightclub. We're not entertaining. We are worshiping the Lord our God with the songs that we sing. And we are expressing gratitude and adoration to our wonderful Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Psalm 100, please. If you're there in the 92nd Psalm, it's just to your right one page. Page 647, 647, the 100th Psalm. And there's only five verses, so I want to read them. Follow along, would you please, in your Bibles. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now, if you think you can't sing, make a noise. But make it joyful. Make it a happy noise. Number two, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. God is pleased when we praise Him. God is pleased when we worship Him. God is pleased when we sing songs that honor Him and show our gratitude to Him. So shouldn't we learn to be excited about thanking our loving, sovereign God who's redeemed us, who's forgiven us of all of our sins, who provides for us eternal life through His work on the cross, and every single day, if you're looking, He's going to provide blessings for you. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and you'll see what God has done. May none of us be guilty of what I think is one of the greatest sins a Christian can commit, the sin of indifference and ingratitude toward our Almighty God. So, I hope you'll continue to bring your requests to God, but remember when you do, do it with thanksgiving. How often do you thank Him for your salvation? God never tires of hearing you say, "Thank you, God, for saving my old, wicked, hell-deserving soul." God never tires of hearing that. Now, maybe this morning you can't thank God for your salvation because you're not even saved. You've never put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If not, I invite you to do so this morning. We can help you. It'll only take a couple of moments, show you a few scriptures, and you can be on your way to heaven. If you're not sure of your salvation, make sure of it, won't you? Let's bow in prayer together. Father in heaven, how thankful we are and how grateful we are. And Lord, I pray that from this moment on, if folks haven't been, from now on, they're going to spend a part of every day just thanking you for different things you bring into our lives. Good things and things that are not so good. But you're working behind the scenes. And all things do work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for being our God. We love you this morning. Thank you for giving us a church where we can come and worship you. And thank you for your many blessings. I pray you bless the invitation. If there's one here that doesn't know Christ as Savior, that they'll come to Him and receive Him today. Maybe others need to come to this altar and spend a few moments here. Maybe some need to come and present themselves for baptism. They've never been baptized following salvation. Maybe some just need to come and join our church and get in here in the fight of faith in these last days before Christ comes. Bless the invitation as only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen.